Everybody, welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I am your host, Dougie Almay, coming to you live from Simpsonville, South Carolina, where I'm blending in. And, well, you know, there's obviously no question of what the hell we're going to be talking about today. I mean, everybody in the world's talking about it. The bitch slap at the Oscars given by Will Smith to our fellow comedian, Mr. Chris Rock. And if you didn't see it, let's run it just so any of you have not seen it. If you've been in a fucking cave for the last few days, run it, run the video.
And Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Love that joke. He's laughing. Oh, look at her.
That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow.
No wonder your wife's trying to find a man. You hit like a bitch. Yeah, well, we got plenty to say, and I got two very important people to share this moment with me and discuss this and many other things on today's show. Let me welcome today's guest, Mr. Reverend Bob Levy and Anthony Rogers. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Well, let's start off right from the top. I don't know if you guys, I doubt either one of you are watching the Oscars this weekend when it happened. So I watched it like most people after. So what was your impression, Mr. Levy?
I put it on after I was taping, and then I put it on to, you know, because we bust its balls. You know, we go on Twitter and fucking make fucking jokes about how pathetic they all are. And actually, they proved it right in front of us. You know, Will Smith's a fucking pussy. You don't do that shit, you know what I mean, in front of people. You got a problem, you do it. You take him to the side in that shit. You know, I guess it's legal to slap people, so I can't wait till he comes to Philly and I'm going to slap the fucking black off him, the fucking pussy.
Well, I don't know if that matters about the, I'll go ahead with the pussy part. You know, a lot of people are saying he wouldn't have done it if The Rock made that joke, you know, or maybe if Joe Rogan was up on stage and he fucking told that joke. If Joe Rogan told that joke, would Will Smith have come up and bitch slapped him?
Not at all. It's just, he knew no matter who it was, truthfully, that nobody was going to do anything because nobody's a bitch like him. You know what I mean? So, I mean, Chris Rock was very professional by not fucking ripping apart his wife even further and him together, which would have been great. But, you know, he has respect for himself and where he is that night.
Anthony?
As a straight man, this is the first time I've ever heard of the Oscars. So it's interesting to see that they have a show. And if I knew I was going to show the Reverend, I would have cut my hair or comb or something. So sorry for slumming it for you guys.
That's right. Okay. As a Reverend smokes a cigarette. Right. You know, I agree. I think one of the funniest things, the best part, you could see how professional Mr. Rock was. And he even mumbled. He even said it. You knew he was ready to say something. And, you know, to me, I don't like Will Smith. All right. I never liked him. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Okay. I'm not a rap guy. But then as the movies went on, this guy is just somebody's been pushed forward. And I even believe he's part of the Illuminati. That's why Chris Rock isn't going to press charges. I mean, pathetic. Your family is always outing everything. His wife is talking about their sexuality and all kinds of shit for the public. And now she's going to be upset because of her fucking. And my wife's a hairdresser, and she's like, "What disease? All that bleaching that woman has done, all the knots in the fucking cornrows she's done, that's pulled her hair out." You know, and, you know, she's got cancer. She doesn't have cancer. She's bald. I mean, that's it. I mean, give me a fucking break. You got billions and you're one of the most powerful couples in the world and you're going to get pissed about that?
Yeah, buy a fucking wig, you cheap bastards, if you don't want someone to say it. You know what I mean? Truthfully, it's amazing that, you know, it was funny to him and then he looked at her. And then all of a sudden he thinks he's got to do something. He should have done that before somebody threw a dick in her. You know what I mean? Come on. It's not Chris Rock's fault that she's a whore that has no hair.
Yeah, most actors are faggots. It makes sense that they couldn't fight. Like,
yeah. But they make it seem like, okay, if you're watching that, you're like, oh my God, you can just slap somebody and get away with it in public. You know what I mean? What's truthfully. So,
yeah, I'm pro-smack.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that you can just walk up and smack somebody. You know what I mean? Okay, maybe I won't punch anybody anymore because you can get in trouble, but I can smack somebody and nothing will happen because I guess that made a comeback from the 40s when your dinner wasn't ready.
It looked like how like women fight each other in like Jerry Springer. It's like, well,
yeah, but I didn't get a boner like watching Jerry Springer. I didn't get a boner watching Chris Rock and fucking Will Smith and his fucking cancel looking wife sitting there. You know what I mean? It's like, how much pity you want for yourself? You're the one that took all these dicks and now you want pity because you lost your hair. You probably fucking, I guess, come inside you, makes your hair go away.
I like this guy.
Thank you.
No problem.
See, in the Rev's holy book, if you swallow too much cum, you'll lose your hair. Go ahead, Dan.
No, it looks like it definitely did that. I mean, she looks like a cancer patient or like a trans man or something. She's like, and it's just boring. Like the Oscars, like what are they rewarding at this point? Everybody watches Netflix and then fucking Amazon. Like nobody watches Hollywood films anymore. Like literally fucking no one. Like what are they sucking their own dick about now? You know, it's like.
But they're just sucking their own dick. That's the whole thing. They love sucking their own dick. That's what it is. It's a 3-hour dick sucking fest. You know what I mean? Kissing each other's ass over shit that nobody's seen. I'm gonna go watch Deaf People. Are you fucking kidding me? I gotta look at this the whole fucking time. I'm not watching that. I watched that show. You know that Chinese whatever it was with the killing show. What was that one? That was good. That had subtitles.
Killing Fields. The Killing Fields.
No. The one with the people. They had to do these tests, these games to go through. And they
Squid Game.
Yeah. I mean, that I'll put up with it. I'm not going to watch Deaf People. I mean, you know,
that was Netflix, though. That was Netflix. That's not even the Oscars, though. You know what I mean? Like all the shit people watch is on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Hollywood's made nothing. They're literally just pedophile, satanic people out of product anymore. They don't even have any products.
No, it's ridiculous what they try to, you know what I mean? They're supposed to be people that, you know, you look up to these people and they're saying violence is okay. Well, it's okay then, I guess, you know? Let's fucking do it. Let's fucking go, you know? Let's get a fucking, let's have fun with Will Smith now, you know, and see how he likes it. See how he likes to get smacked. He's a bitch. He's a bitch. I don't care who he is. He's a fucking bitch.
He's a cock, too. I'd say cock and bitch. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, do you think that's all the anger built up because he's known a bunch of guys been banging his old lady and now he's pushed to try to defend her? I mean, you're right. A real gentleman would have went up to Chris after, right, mm-hmm. and said, look, man, you know. But he needed to try to do that. And the worst part is his son, who's a fucking weirdo, came out and said, that's the way we do it.
that's the way we do it. You know what I mean? You kick his fucking ass next. You know what I mean? People need to smack these fucking people around. That's the whole thing. You know what I mean? Then they'll learn their fucking lesson. You know what I mean? You can't act tough if you're not tough. You know what I mean? So fuck you. You know, get smacked. You know, this is how you do it. Do it to me, Will. Do it to me. I'll fucking cripple you and fuck your cancer-ridden fucking wife.
Yeah. You know, it's... Yeah, that's a question I wanted to ask. Do you guys think it was fake or real? I thought it was real. I think Chris Rock has nothing to gain by doing that. You know?
Well, he had nothing to gain by hitting him. Yeah.
One more time. Let's try not to talk over each other, fellas. Let's try to get some sort of sequence here.
It's hard to hear. Dude, it's really hard to hear.
Yeah.
It's like hopping. Everyone's cutting.
If I talk over anyone, it's Dougie's fault.
No, it's not my fault. It's Putin's fault. Okay. It's all Putin's fault. So, I mean, all right. So, Anthony, did you think it was real or staged?
I think it was staged because they're just actor faggots. You know, they're just like, just everything they do is fake. You know what I mean? Like, they're fucking the muscles they have are fake. The fucking, he was like, Will Smith was in Ali. He like pretended to be a boxer and he still couldn't get any like real punch. He had this real like LA, I'm a fucking bitch like movie. You know, I'm out from Missouri where we just fucking kill somebody like that. Like, you mean, it's just like we'd fucking just beat the fuck out of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was a girl.
I don't think it was staged. I really don't think it was staged. You know what I mean? Because Chris Rock was confused. He was going to, you know, give out a documentary for sound effects, he said. You know, I mean, a sound effect award. He didn't even know what he was saying at that point because he didn't know what the fuck just happened. You understand? It's like, and if you've seen Chris Rock's movie, he's not that good as a fucking actor. He's a great comedian. He's probably the best. But he's not a fucking actor. Jesus Christ. I never said, holy shit, he really, that fucking, this was unbelievable, this fucking acting he did. You can see he's not a good actor, but he is a great comedian. And what happened there is that he held it like a man, and he just did his job and got off.
Well,
I like that the defense was he's not good enough, a good enough actor to pull it off.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's just, he's truthfully not. Have you seen any of his work? It's Chris Rock just being Chris Rock. You know what I mean? No matter what it is, it's like, yeah, man, yeah, come on, man. It's not like that's not his thing. God, people got to admit that, you know, the fucking guy is never going to win an Oscar or anything for fucking acting because it's all comedy. He's not a fucking actor. He's friends with people that act, but that's it. That's cool, but.
Yeah, I agree. It was real, especially after, you know, obviously Will Smith goes back to the chair and starts dropping the F-bomb. Will Smith is now being, they're looking at him from the Oscars and from, what's the next big award? He may be censored. What's after the Oscars? I don't know what the fuck. Another one of those gay award shows. You know, the bottom line is, does anybody give a shit about these award shows anymore? I mean, I think you're starting to see this separation, a division of the average person in this country and these elitists that, you know, all through the pandemic, we got to hear them give us advice and then be hypocrites and break their own advice and, you know, come to us in some sort of place of knowing when they're who relies on what, you know, it relies on that. I mean, even Alec Baldwin, when he watched this, he goes, why didn't you just shoot the fucker instead of slap him?
Exactly. That's another thing. Like, they didn't even show the woman that Alex Baldwin killed, that murdered when they show all the dead people for the year. What about her? She was somebody in Hollywood, but they left her fucking out, and they left Bob Saget out because he was murdered. It's amazing. It's fucking amazing what they try to lie to you about and some people believe it. That's okay if you believe it. But you're not throwing this shit down my throat. Nobody, but believe me, I fell. I've even jumped onto a bed. I've never fucking killed myself. You know what I mean? What did he do? Fucking, what was he, headbutting a beam for 10 minutes before he laid down? Come on.
All right, so this is interesting. Bob has brought up another point, Bob Saget's death, which is definitely, it's actually some mystery behind it because a severe trauma to the head, but he supposedly, when he hit his head going to bed, the family wanted to hide most of the report. So yeah, there's definitely some question on what really happened, Bob.
Well, I'd like to say on the air right now that I believe Will Smith went there and fucking beat the fuck out of him and killed him. That's probably what it is. You can see the anger he has, and he probably goes, hey, can you sign these? My kids love the show you're on, you know? And then the one where you, people falling like you just died from. And he went over there and fucking beat the fuck out of one. Bob said, I'm not signing it. I'm not signing anything for your kids. That's what happened. You know what I mean? So he beat the Will Smith murdered him.
Interesting theory.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Anthony?
I'd like to introduce Bob leaving my mom so he could be my stepfather.
See, I'm just getting the facts out there. If you're going to look what's happening, you know what I mean? Things go together. You see, this guy is violent. Bob Saget, oh, God, they're covering this up for some reason. You know what I mean? Bob Saget, it's not like he worked for the FBI. He was on fucking Full House. He's a comedian. Yeah. You can't release why he fucking died. I mean, Jesus Christ, if I died in a puddle of my own shit, that would be on the fucking news. That I was laying in a puddle of my own shit. this guy's got all these fucking goddamn hatchet wounds on his head, but you can't say anything. He's just a, he's just a horrible sleeper. Yeah, that's why. You know what I mean? He needed a MyPillow, maybe.
Some people do sleepwalking. He does sleep headbutting.
No, but that's what it is. It's like, it's almost like the scene in Naked Gun when OJ fucking goes in and busts on him and he hits his head on this, falls over, boom, boom, boom. You know that scene? It's like 10 minutes of him just fucking a hot iron. Oh, like everything that can happen. That happened to Bob Saget. He went to get the coffee. It was hot. He spilt it on himself. He fell backwards. A fucking crane was coming by with a ball. That hit him in the back of the head. And then he fucking burnt his hand on a toaster. And it just kept going until he was dead. I mean, come on, we're not that fucking stupid. You don't have that many injuries by fucking tucking yourself in the bed.
Yeah. By the way, we were talking about the bitch slap, the famous bitch slap between Mr. Will Smith and Chris Rock. And but, you know, Bob Levy is not too unfamiliar with the slap and actually slapping a so-called star in the face. And I think we have some news or some video. Ben.
No, get the fuck out of here, man.
I believe that was when Bob Levy slapped Danny Bonaducci.
But okay, that was set up. That was set up.
Show it again, Ben. Hold on. Anthony's want to show it again. Hold on.
Dude, this is my room. I'm just getting ready. No.
I was supposed to play Keith Partridge. No, what happened? It was a setup for a boxing match. Everything was supposed to be fake. The only one that knew in the room was Danny, me, my wife at the time, the camera guy, and the promoter. I said, don't tell the security because I can handle that. Let them, whatever. I got background in that shit. They're not going to hurt me by throwing me around and that shit. And it looked real, but it was after that video was actually 3-something minutes. Had to be cut down because he was supposed to push me. And he never did. So I was like, well, you're short. You walk funny. I run out of things to say to him because he never pushed me. And yeah, that's fake. I mean, you can fake it, but I can tell you that that was not fake on the Oscars. You know what I mean? Because. Yeah. Look, I've had the training of how I've wrestling background. I know how to hit, make contact, and pull away. You know what I mean? So it's all noise. It's not a follow through, really. It's like you move on after you make contact and you hear it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I agree. I think it was real, and I think there's a lot of things happening from it that would definitely prove that it's real. Like I said. The Oscars are now looking at censoring Mr. Will Smith. And like I said, if he never makes a movie again, I could care fucking less.
Yeah, but how do you censor him? Like what? I mean, he should have been taken out of the place. You have to take somebody out of the place. You cannot condone violence. You cannot let kids see that this is okay in a world where everybody is violent. There is no rules. You can take what you want when you go into a store. Somebody has to go and step up and say this is wrong, but they're saying it's okay. Look, Will Smith did it. Not good.
Yeah, somebody had mentioned how come nobody came to the assistance of Mr. Chris Rock. How come no one came to Chris and asked, "Hey, are you all right?" You know, I mean, you know, he just got smacked across the face. Very dangerous. Like you, and that's what should have happened. That was assault. That was battery, right? On any given street, that would just happen is actually a broken law. It's battery against another human being. And obviously the other person has to press charges for anything to go further, but nobody seemed to give a shit about Chris. And, you're right. Will Smith should have been escorted out. The police should have taken him and they should have escorted him out of the room.
Yeah. Everybody out there, go and smack Will Smith and see what happens and see if you don't go to jail. Just see, it's just the point. You can't have different laws for different people. You can't do that. Look what it's doing to this country. And if you don't see it, you're an idiot and it's fine. I don't care. You know what I mean? It's not affecting my life because if somebody does, I'll fucking shoot them. I don't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. As comics, I've been approached on the stage once or twice. I ended up having a guy come up, throw some shit at me on the stage, my own merch, threw it onto my stage, and then came at, as he came quickly up to the stage, I took the mic stand and did a little Jackie Chan flip and a bow staff, and I was ready to kabanga him in the fucking head. And I think he realized that, and the guy backed off. He realized how quickly the mic stand became a weapon. Any of you guys ever had been attacked on stage?
Almost. Yeah. Like this lady I was making fun of, it was like a Mother's Day show. And I was just like, Happy Mother's Day, you sluts, like fucking with him. And then this lady like tried to dump a beer on my head, but I just like made fun of her a bunch. I couldn't hit her because there's witnesses. You know, you're like a mob guy. Like if someone hits you, you get them like taken out, I guess. Like I wouldn't hit Dougie, but you know, but I feel like this lady tried to attack me, but she's just bad at everything. She's a woman, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I had it happen recently. I was in California. I was in like a country kind of town. It was like one night before I went to Arizona. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, it wasn't like, the big show I did in whatever the hell that Sacramento Punchline. It was just like a fill-in date. And some guy I was talking to was going great and boom, boom. He gets all mad, you know, because I said, you know, I don't want to get into why he got mad, but he got mad. He broke a bottle on the table, came at me and to stab me as I'm seeing. And instead of fear coming over me, I go, okay, this is what I got to do. So I waited for him to get closer to the stage and I kicked him in the chest. And then he got taken out and I finished the show and I laughed about it because it doesn't change anything. It's like you have to be prepared. You cannot get nervous. When you get nervous, you lose fights. All your power is gone. All your thinking is gone. If you get frustrated in your mind, you will never win when somebody, you know, you have to be prepared of what's going around you. And I was totally prepared for that. You know what I mean? When I'd seen what was going on, I didn't go, oh my God. I went, oh, this is going down, isn't it? And that was it. And I was like, I was cool about it. And I waited for the moment where he was too close to me, where he couldn't get to me because I knew I could kick him. And then he went back. And it was, it's what's going on with the people out there. They're not ready to come out yet. They shouldn't come out of their houses yet. You need another 2 years to hide from this horrible virus. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That is what we worried about, that this will set a precedent of other people. It's not bad enough now people just heckling and I was hurt by your fucking comment or your joke, you know. People doing that, but now you got to worry about somebody stepping up and doing that. And that's why I started the Dougie Almeida Comics Karate Class. Nice. That's right. I don't know if you saw my new advertisement, but I'm going to start classes instead of writers meetings now in local comedy clubs. I'm going to show, teach my special defense on how to block the bitch slap.
Mm-hmm.
So just a fucking right hand. That's all I got to do. A little tough.
It's an easy thing. And if you follow through with the next hand, you're knocking somebody out because you know what I mean? They're not expecting that. They think they have the power there. The power is like, you know what I mean? You're not going to, the first shot, unless you're really, unless somebody's really coming at you, is not going to be the powerful one. You know what I mean? It's kind of right. To set the example. So if you block that one or even take it at the same time you're throwing a fucking punch, you're going to take them out.
I think so. What's that?
So I'm like pro bullying and pro violence. Actually, I think it should have went further. They should have gave both those fucking fags a knife or something like that, and made them like fight to the death for my entertainment. You know, that's like how I feel about like entertainers. I don't have much respect for them. You know, and I think they should have brought it further. I'm only worried that like it wasn't far enough. You know.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. As soon as they heard the smack, there should have been two baseball bats with fucking wire on them thrown onto the stage, and they grab them. You want to be men. Yeah, if you want to act like men, like tough guys, be a tough guy. Don't be a half-assed tough guy. You know what I mean? If this is Chris Rock is real.
He has like a woman's build.
Yeah, but real stuff, you don't act like. You know what I mean? If it's fake, it's fake. But if it's real, you do it real. You know what I mean? Or you don't do it. You know what I mean? You don't do it when everyone can break it up. You don't do it when there's Like, you know, I would look, what would have been great, it once Will Smith smacked him, he should have waited. He turned around right away. He could have just fucking basically punched him in the bit, or just taken him down, like taken him to the ground and started pounding him. There was so many opportunities to do it. And even with the punch, like, you may be like, what is that? And just fucking hit him. You know what I mean? Because he just hit you. There's so many things he could have did, but it wasn't going to be professional. Chris Rock was the professional in what happened. He had respect for what was going on and that stuff. He's doing a joke that was approved by, I'd say, 10 to 25 people that looked at that on paper and go, yes, we'll put that up so you can read it because we okayed it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, and it's not a bad joke. Like I said, it's not like, you know, if she had cancer and she had her, I'm sure that joke may not have gone through, but who knows? And like we said, the bottom line is the Smiths, that whole family, their life is out there. You know, she's on a fucking podcast talking about, you know, her sleeping around and their open relationships and stuff. And that's the problem. These open relationships, a lot of people think they're good. They're very difficult, you know, especially if you're ugly. If you're the ugly one in an open relationship, or generally the guy, usually the girl is going to bang a lot more people. Any guy who agrees to an open relationship is really leading to making an embarrassing situation in the Oscars. Because, you know, whenever you do that, you can't help but think about all that dick just hitting your girl. You know, I don't care how cool you are with it, but eventually there isn't enough vagina slapping your face to outweigh all the dick your wife is getting in the face. So I just think that just leads to anger. And definitely not something anybody, nor I, you know, if my wife ever said, we're going to be in an open relationship, I'm like, hell no, because otherwise I got to start losing weight and shit. And that ain't going to happen. So,
like too much pressure put on you, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's ridiculous. But like a guy will fuck a girl that looks like she has cancer. And that's just the way it is. But, you know, a woman ain't going to fuck a guy that looks like he has cancer. You know what I mean? It's just not going to happen. You know, I mean, I couldn't fuck a girl that had cancer because I was saying this the other day. I would feel bad. I'd be like, can I get you soup afterwards? I'd be like, I don't know what the fucking, you know, I just couldn't do it. I'd be like, you know, should I carry you to the car? I don't know.
That's crazy.
No, it is crazy. It's all crazy. It's like okay, no matter what, if he went up and knocked out Chris Rock, that ain't going to make him look like a man after his wife has taken all that strange dick. No, nothing can. You can't come back from that as a man. So why even do put a dress on and shave your head like her?
Hey, by the way, people were wondering if because he didn't, you know, Will Smith did not apologize. He apologized to his fellow actors and nominees and to the. You know, into the Oscars and stuff. But here's was his actual apology. And, you know, the funny thing was, it's not really an apology. And let me just read part of it. Mm-hmm. So we can, let me go back to this so I can get it back. I don't really consider this an apology. But it reads, violence in all its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but, which is always the beginning of an apology, not beginning apology, a joke about Jada's medical condition, you know how she's bald now because she's been pulling her hair and fucking dying it like a nut, was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to Chris for bitch slapping him in his pussy ass face. I was out of line and I was wrong. I embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be, that you'll never will be. And there is no place for violence in the world of love and kindness, especially with dumb cocks like me around. I wouldn't accept that apology, Mr. Rock. I would tell him to shove that apology up his pussy ass and move on. Will Smith is done to me. If anybody ever asks me to go watch a movie with Will Smith in it, I will bitch slap them. And that's the way it goes.
No, because I would, you know, basically she wouldn't be losing her hair if other men weren't pulling it when they're fucking her from behind. You know, maybe that's the, I mean, you got to look at the facts. I mean, if you look at her hair, it looks like somebody that just shaved her head. She has hair. It's there. It's not like there's a clump miss, like, you know what I mean? There's a spot on her. Look at the picture later and tell me that I'm not wrong. So basically, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's like she has that disease that women get, you know what I mean? Where the, what is that called? Munchausen or something?
Oh, no, she has alopecia, is the, which she's...
No, she has the, she has that thing where fucking, you know, she has to be dying or something like that every 2 weeks or something like that. You know what I mean? Let's see a fucking pussy here. If that shit's patchy, then I'll believe it.
Like, being a victim's not an excuse for, like, to make rules. Like, they're always like, well, she's like a victim. She has, like, diseases. So, like, now she has a new set of rules, you know? It's just like, it's like, fuck off. I don't care about your, like... your bullshit agenda, your bullshit, like, oh man, I only have one leg, so you gotta follow all my fucking rules. You know, it's just like, that's insane. That's fucking insane. We have the Bill of Rights and Ten Commandments, fuck everything else. Basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, fuck everything
else. No one holds no one has an adversity, no one has a monopoly on adversity. Everybody's dealing with some sort of fucking adversity. I'm not gonna sit there and tell you all the reasons why you should be nicer to me of all the shit I'm putting up with. You know, there's no reason anybody should understand that kind of shit. And you know what? If you don't like the fucking joke. I'm just saying, like, you were, he compared you to G.I. Jane, a strong, independent fucking military woman. He didn't say you look like fucking Buster Brown or fucking Spanky or you know, mm-hmm. or fucking Precious. Yeah, she should have got pissed, you know, if she fucking said she looked like Precious or like when people ask me if I'm Ron Jeremy. That's the kind of fucking thing that can get you pissed off.
That's exactly what we're talking about, because of the fact I come on here today, you know, you could say I wasn't in a good mood, but that's okay. You know what I mean? It's okay. We have days like that, and we get through them. You know what I mean? But you know, you can't be like, oh, everybody else has to bow down because I'm having a bad day, or you know, it doesn't work that way.
No, it's not the real world. Yeah, these people are fucking delusional, and like they're probably liberals.
Yeah, well, that, when you have people kissing your ass about everything that you fucking do, you know what I mean? Everything your kids do, you know, I mean, come on, his kid was in the fucking Karate Kid. Who watched it? Look, come on. Yeah, you already had the Karate Kid. We don't fucking need that. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how we do it. That's how we do it in Philly. Go fuck yourself. You go back to West Philadelphia and talk that shit. They will slap the shit out of you, bitch.
Yeah, that was coming from Jaden, who was wearing a purse and a skirt at the time. Talking about cruelty and ignorance of just compassion in our country. There was a story of in New York about the lady, the 26-year-old lady who shoved the vocal coach to the ground, who ended up dying. I don't know if you know that story. This woman just shoved a 26-year-old woman, Lauren Pazienza, casually shoved an old woman more than three times her age on a Manhattan sidewalk, who died days later from her injuries sustained. And her attorney is basically saying, look, you know, it really wasn't her fault. It's not like she pushed her onto a moving train or in front of a bull or a fucking moving bus. She just pushed her and she happened to fall and she happened to crack her head. So the person shouldn't be held, you know, really wasn't a crime. And, you know, that's the thing. That's the ignorance that, you know, somebody says, oh, I didn't cause her to crack her skull. The ground did. You know, they don't realize, well, your push is the one thing that caused her to lose fucking balance. You know, when a 26-year-old pushes a 87-year-old fucking person, you know, that's why I hate when I'm walking in the mall and you bump into them. You feel like you break their arm, you know, because they're so fucking fragile.
That's fucked up. Who hits anybody over like 60? If you're like over 60, I can't hit you. It's like a rule.
Yeah, no, but the whole thing is I can see her pushing her on a train track if she was her singing coach and didn't teach her well, but it, she had nothing to do with that, you know what I mean? This was just some woman that's waiting for a train. That's what it is. It's okay. You can blame everything. You can blame the past. You can blame everything for your actions. You can't blame everything for your actions. You have to blame yourself, and somebody has to stand up and say, you know what I mean? Like any group of people that had any group of people doing stuff that was bad, somebody would say, hey, we need to fucking get on TV and talk about this because this is a problem now. Somebody's not doing their job. And nobody will do that because everything's racism. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, man. You know, it's really embarrassing that this is the way that life is. You know what I mean? Every group has been taken advantage of some way or another, or tortured, or this. They had to go shoot. Every religion, every race has been like that. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you never forget, but you know, you move on. You move on.
Right.
It's not like that anymore. You can't.
Yeah, I actually watched it. That's the first on the planet, so it's a real chore, you know? And nobody cares, you know? It's like, I have to be just so handsome constantly, you know? It's a fucking, it's awful.
It's a horrible brilliant thing being a part-time nobody model.
Do what?
It's a horrible thing being a part-time model. Like, every time a chick hits me up, like a fake chick, I'm like, I always got to go to the bank. I got this money laying around, you know, when they hit you up and they go, how you doing? Good looking. And I go, they go, what do you do? I work at a bank and I'm a part-time model. And they fall for the part-time model thing all the time. And it's just like, people are just so, you know what I mean? It's like, these things happen online with these fake accounts because people are that stupid. And they fall for it.
There was a guy on Dr. Phil yesterday. I just happened to watch because I was at the gym and it was on the in front of the bikes.
You don't have to make excuses while you watch, faggot.
you don't believe me because I said I was at the gym? He's like,
I mean, there's a few lies in there. It just happened to be on. I love that. I always use that excuse. You know what I mean? I was watching this gay porn. You know, it just happened to be on. I didn't know it was 7 hours, but I got hooked in it.
But there was a guy who was catfished, and he was basically like, his daughter was like trying to, Dr. Phil, he still thinks this woman exists, you know. Just crazy. Hey, I'm going to move on in topics, by the way. I don't know if you guys heard, but DeSantis versus Disney, state of Florida, they signed into law the Don't Say Gay bill, which is what the liberals have said and the LGBTQ call it. But simply the rule was in Florida that in schools there should be no discussions of sexuality, not necessarily of any particular kind, but of sexuality to kindergarten through third grade. And Disney, and people are walking out on Disney. And it's interesting. We get back into this acting, the elites, you know, Disney is trying to pressure politics in Florida. And I don't really go to Disney much, but if they want to push this shit, I don't need any reason to go to Disney or even watch anything on fucking Disney. If you're going to try to persuade the parents of Florida that their kindergarten, first, second, or third grade student needs to learn about any sexuality. Thoughts.
No, they don't need to cruises. Know that.
Oh, sorry.
Anthony, go ahead.
The Disney cruises would stop by Epstein's Island also. Like, so they're part of this like sex trafficking, like pedophile bullshit thing. I mean, so they're very like pro whatever's on TV and fucking kids. It's like their favorite thing. Like, it's fucking insane. So, and they try to justify it ever. They're like, you don't like us like introducing kids to sex because you're a bigot. You know, it's just like insane. It's like an insane argument. They're so pro like Satan and pedophiles. It's like insane and disgusting. And like, they're just godless fucking retards. Like, basically. That's what they are.
Yeah, no, you don't need to, confuse kids. I mean, at that age, you don't need to talk about sex. I mean, truthfully, I didn't even know what my dick was for besides pee until I might have been like 8 or, you know what I mean? I was enjoying being a kid playing sports. And then all of a sudden it stood up one day and I was like, wow, I want to put it in that, you know, but that was it. That's how it is. It's like what you want to put it in, what you want to put it in. I never looked at when I went out as somebody's black, somebody's gay. Everything is thrown down your throat now that this is a no, but it does. If somebody goes, they're gay, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. That's it. Leave it at that. You don't need to fucking say how people are. Nobody's doing anything until you know, you fucking make a big deal out of it. I mean, I don't see gay people get beat up. I have no problem with anybody. You know what I mean? What they are. I never looked at it that way until now. It's like it's thrown in your face that this is why you have to look at people and you're like, oh, now I got to work on that. How about if the guys or the girls cool and you're just friends with them? It doesn't matter. Now I have to go into this whole fucking thought about, oh my, what are you going through? I like pussy. People like pussy. Guys like pussy way before, so we got used to it. And now, if you like dick, Take your dick. It doesn't affect me. You know what I mean? It doesn't affect me. I'm not going to beat you up because you like dick. A lot of women like dick. You know what I mean? I don't beat them up. Right. You know what I mean? Who cares what you like? It's like liking a football team, a baseball team. It doesn't matter if you like something different than me. It's just act cool. Be fucking, you know what I mean? Be a normal person. You know what I mean? And if you can't, the problem is you. It isn't everybody else.
Right.
Okay. So you have to like identify your like gender or your favorite crayon color, like who you fuck. You're like I identify as a man who loves BBWs and mature porn. You know, that's my porn genres. You know, that's how I identify as a fucking human being. It's like insane. It's like this weird divide tactic. This fucking only retards follow. You know, and you have to like defend yourself. Like if you like say a joke, it's like. Well, I'm not racist, you know, and I'm not homophobic, you know. It's just like this fucking like insanely retarded like rhetoric that everyone has fallen into as like brainwashing divide tactic, and it's just boring as fuck. It's like, and then people pushing this are like murderers. Like most of these people are like pedophiles and murderers trying to tell me what I can say, and it's like fuck you, Google, fuck you, Apple, fuck you, anyone that thinks they're in charge of people. It's like you're all fucking friends with Jeffrey Epstein or fucking Harvey Weinstein, and you're a bunch of fucking like satanic losers, basically. And I don't give a fuck what they think, you know? Like, you can't, like, someone's like, you can't say retarded. And I'm like, I can say whatever fucking word I want, you know? And it's like, you're not the boss of anything, you know? It's like insane. It's like everyone's just the word police. Like, anyone who fucking cries is like, I'm the word police. Here's my badge, you know? It's fucking insane.
Yeah, no, yeah. Especially with, you know, with the way you do, like, okay, people, for all you pussy comics out here, you want to get away with doing what you always did and you don't have to worry. You can go, I have a friend of mine that said this. So it's not you saying it. It's almost like having a puppet. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you can't get mad at a puppet. But if you say, I have a friend and he has black people that live next to him and you want to do a black joke, whether you want to do a gay joke or this person, a gay guy said this to me. You know what I mean? All you're doing is moving it away from you. And it'll take a while for the idiots to realize what we're doing. But it's all in comedy. We're not hurting anybody.
I'm just saying because you don't have balls anymore. So you just like steamroll all the people that don't have balls. They're all fucking cut off their balls, tail between their legs. I just say whatever the fuck I want. Like, you give me comedy, I'll say whatever the fuck I want. If I want to say a word, I'll say it. And it's just like, I'll take accountability for it. It's like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to fire myself. You know, it's like, no, you can't cancel me. I work for myself. It's like, fuck off. You don't think I can say a word? Well, fuck you. You fat fuck. You know, it's like, I don't give a fuck what fucking loser thinks I can say.
It's amazing that we.
Don't call Doug fat.
Yeah.
He's in the mafia. I've never saw Buggy.
listen, there's two types of fat. There's fat, and I can still get laid fat. Let's make sure we get those two straight.
There is two kinds. You know, that is because there's one, you're laying in a bed with a fat stick. You ever see the fat sticks that can grab something you have in a work? And you can grab something, it closes, and you can grab, like, fucking cereal box that's on a table. You don't have to get out of bed. Once you have a fat stick, I believe you have to say, I'm fat.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. If you need help getting out of bed, then you're fat.
Actually good. The Reverend and I actually have an intervention for you. Like, we're actually worried about your health and we want to see you like live a long and prosperous life.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll go on a diet when I can't wipe my own ass. that's a warning sign. Exactly. All right. What was I going to say here? All right. Let's.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get on that fucking. You're trying to get on that fucking 500-pound show. I know. I think Doug wants a TV credit real bad, and he's just been. The last time I seen him, he was on keto. He was doing great. And all of a sudden, he's just fucking. He somewhere along the line, he said, "Fuck keto." I know those words came out.
I said peanut butter jelly-o.
He's around his house. Like, he looks like mafia as fuck. Like, I take back every mean thing I've ever said about Dougie right now.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, I'll tell you this. Here's something. Stop asking me about weed stocks, everybody. Listen, until it becomes federalized, don't buy the fucking stock. Everybody knows I'm in the mafia. Everybody doesn't know I'm in the money management stuff. And they're like, hey, they all say, how, you know, when should I buy in weed stocks? I'm like, when you stop smoking it. All right, listen, we got to roll through these because we got a little bit of time left. Let's do the news as a joke. These are stories, actual real stories, and are perfect for jokes or our topical humor. Our first story, let me pull this bitch up. Our first story, where are we at here? Sorry, everybody. Oh, here we go. A bizarre diet cult that lives without food and water caught its leader eating McDonald's. I don't think that's part of their religion. You know,
this is what we're talking about. This is exactly the laws that they make, and they never follow them, Doug. That's what you were talking about.
To be fair, McDonald's isn't food.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Yeah, I would agree. He goes, this gentleman, let's see. At first, I was persuaded to become a vegetarian, and then fruitarianism, a diet that consists primarily of fruits. Slowly, the actress, blah, 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 she was part of this cult. And you're going to get caught. You know, you're going to get caught in McDonald's. You're going to get caught in Arby's, you know. I mean, you're right. People are full of shit. You know, do as I say, not as I do. Welcome to the liberal party. Welcome to the Democratic Party. You what?
A vegetarian. It's where you only eat pussy. That's why I'm so buff.
I'm getting plenty of iron and protein.
No, like if you're going to have a cult, go all the way. You know what I mean? Just fucking say, hey, you know, I'm going to go with you guys. Whatever I say, I'm going to do. I mean, look, I want to get a cult because I think it's pretty cool. You know what I mean? To have sex with like 7 women. But the whole thing is that if I was saying stuff and people were believing me, I'd go along with it. I wouldn't eat with them, you know. I'd say, hey, look, maybe we'll get a little Caesars or something like that on Sunday, but let's not eat for a while. But we'll all do it together as a group. You know, that's what a cult is. It's a group. So you have
I've never
have...
heard of a cult before. It's <was Yeah>. like...
No, you have to go. You have to go with what you're saying. You're the leader. You have people that believe your bullshit. And if you don't, you know what I mean. You already got them. You know what I mean. It's like you don't want to fuck it up now and go like, fucking. He's at McDonald's. You know, fucking Happy Meal. Look, I got the little doll that he had in the park. The package that's on his windowsill. You know what I mean. It's fucking. It's like you can't do that stuff. Even cult leaders are getting weak.
Yeah, they're not, you know, exactly. Yeah. You know, I did an article for Martial Arts Magazine where I interviewed the headmaster of the Iron Crotch Kung Fu. You know, where you learn to get kicked in the butt, the balls all the time. You can get kicked in the balls, no big deal. I got to interview Master Gonad on one evening. Right. And I said, Master Gonad, I don't understand how you could be kicked in the balls repeatedly with no pain and you have 25 children. How does this work? He goes, oh, I wear a cup.
It doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? It's like fucking scramble that seat up. You know what I mean? If you're going by what's going on, you know what I mean? I want my kid coming out looking like a fucking duck with a bad bill on its face, and going doy, doy, doy. You know what I mean? There's the proof in the pudding.
It's proof that it is pudding.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me move on to our next story. Venice tourists given water pistols to fire at aggressive seagulls. Tourists in the Italian city of Venice have been issued a water pistol, which is part of the Italian army's normal package, to fend off violent seagulls. And we're not talking
violent
about
seagulls.
Seattle seagulls.
Yeah. Are the seagulls going into stores and fucking just looting? I mean, like, what are these, you know what I mean? Are they beating up fucking Chinese people on the streets? You know what I mean?
It just said now that a seagull slapped Chris Rock in the face.
Exactly.
Outside
you see?
Venice.
Well, I feel like it's like cross level lockdowns. Like, you basically told people they couldn't leave their house in Italy for like 2 years. They're like, wow, why is nature overgrown outside? Oh, man, that's crazy, right? It was just like, there's no accountability for their bullshit actions. You know, like, all local businesses closed, nature overgrown, some areas are like, oh, how'd this happen? I don't know. You know, it's just like fucking retarded. You know, it's like, and like, we're such a pussy culture where seagulls can outtake humans. It makes no, like, we're the strongest thing that's ever existed on this fucking planet. We're worried about other animals right now because these fucking cop governments ruined everything.
Yeah, that's you're totally right great. About that. Like seagulls, like, okay, we knew about seagulls for many years. Our parents did. When you went to the beach and you accidentally gave them one French fry, you knew that 1,000 of them were coming. And they were just going to, they were going to torture you. You can't, I used to take my son to McDonald's and we'd sit in the parking lot and throw some fries out for them. And there would be, we'd roll up the window because they're going to kill us. They're useless fucking things. You know what I mean? They're just fucking fast food. They want to eat anything that you have. You can throw a cigarette butt in the air lit and they'll fucking eat it.
Catching cancer with seagulls. The large birds which congregate around the popular tourist hotspots in St. Mark's Square and across the city ornate the balconies have been a headache to many people. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that would be fun just to fucking, you know, take a water gun and squirt. That's what we need to do on the bus. Like if you use massive transportation, you know, the public transportation bureau should hand out water guns so people bug you on the fucking bus. Like, hey, get away from me, you fucking creep.
But you notice how it was all the tourist places. You know why it's all the tourist places? Because of the fact that they fucking, they're slobs. They leave food, they feed them, they leave messes around, and that's where you go. It's like giving a cat milk or something to eat at night, and you have a problem because there's fucking 30 cats outside your house. That's what happened.
Yeah. And that's what happens with Will Smith's wife. She bangs so many dudes. They're all hanging out outside his palatial estate, and he's pissed. They want some more of that pussy.
Did she bang Tupac, too? Somebody said Tupac, and he's been dead for a long time, right?
Yeah, I think she had sex with his, what do they call that shit? Fucking three-dimensional friend. Fucking, yeah. His hologram. She banged his hologram.
Oh, that would be fucking funny.
Yeah, the hologram still had a bigger dick than Will Smith. fucking pussy.
Wait a minute, I got it. You know what Chris Rock should have said? He goes, I would have smacked you back, but I don't hit women. That's all I had to say.
That's the worst part about that. Like, I would roast a motherfucker like that. You know, it makes no sense. Like, he had no, like, that's what's weird. He had no comeback at all. And it's so easy. Like, all of America is like waiting for the comeback. They're like, what's he going to say?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's the next one. You ready? Look, I wasn't worried. I knew you weren't going to hit me with your wife's brush. There's so many of them. You could have just went. I know. You know what I mean?
The memes were cut. The internet was covered in fucking memes in 5 hours. Like, I woke up and I'm like, the internet is fucking covered in memes for the last 3 days.
Yeah, it would, dude. I always thought the best thing would have been, you know, he looked at him and says, "No wonder your wife was trying to find other dudes. You hit like a fucking bitch."
Exactly. You see, it would have been nonstop. Chris Rock, if he didn't have class and he didn't have respect for himself, also, and the people around him, could have totally come out, what I would say, as a hero. But he basically was like, I can't, it's too easy at this point. When he comes out with his special.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the most fabulous thing anybody's ever heard. And people are looking forward to this more than Christmas morning.
Oh, I bet. You know, people said that his next scheduled appearance, the tickets doubled already from this incident. So. And you know, and I think this is the beginning of a civil war, you know, comics against actors. You know, I don't know what kind of field we have. You know, if the actors took on the comics, who would win?
Oh, please. Comics. I mean, we're all lunatics. I mean, the actors aren't really, there's a few lunatics, you know what I mean? But they would be on our side. That's the good thing. Randy Quaid would be with us, you know? And all I want is Randy Quaid, and I feel pretty confident that they would be taken out quicker than the Ukraine, okay? It wouldn't be this long, okay? Actors would be, they would surrender, they would put their pussies in the air and fucking surrender, all of them, because they're not, you know what I mean? I met a lot, you know, some of them are really nice and that, and I don't want to say that they're pussies, but they are, you know what I mean? They're not fucking, you know what I mean? It starts in school. Everything starts in school. It's all, I'm in the drama class. You know what I mean? The drama class never beat the fuck out of the football team. You understand? So it starts at a young age of the pussification. So,
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? And but it's like nobody has a problem with it until you start talking and playing your fucking game. And it's like, okay, come on, let's fucking go. Right. John Stamos is the size of a fucking cat. Okay? Are you fucking kidding me? You think they have a chance? The guy's too pretty to get hit. He's a nice fucking guy, but he's not. You're not going to be like telling your family, don't go outside. John Stamos is out there.
Hey, be careful. John Stamos is pissed. you know, great point. Here's our next story. People who haven't contracted COVID-19 yet have no friends. That's what a Korean doctor says. Well, I think that would be the only way that you would not have caught COVID is if you're a complete fucking shut-in and you have no camaraderie, you have no friends. But all you guys, you've all had COVID, right?
No, I think COVID's making gay, actually. I never had anything like that. I've only been affected by the stupid protocols.
Yeah, I had it twice, I would say. But it wasn't nothing. It was nothing. I mean, what the fuck? It was like you get sick when you get sick. And I was really cold one night. I went under a heated blanket. Aww. Look at me. I'm a doctor, and I was better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was better when I woke up. I wasn't better when I woke up in the morning, but it was like anything else. It took a few days, and I couldn't work because I felt good, but I still tested positive, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, are you saying it wasn't worth shutting down the global economy, ruining independent business, and giving all the money to Amazon? It's almost like we were tricked and lied to. It's crazy.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I had it twice myself. I had it twice myself. The biggest thing I suffered from was the lack of smell. I lost my sense of smell, which made 2020 the year for ass eaters. And, you know, that was a big thing in the 2020. Let's hear it for the doctor who's pointed out, if you never had COVID, you probably have no friends. I'm sure that needed a medical degree.
Doctors have no friends. You're not going to fucking help.
I want to say something. When you go to your doctor next time, try to have a conversation with them about anything. You know what I mean? Just about anything. And you're going to see that they have no, they're the ones that have no lives. Because their whole life is that. They don't go out. They have to, you know what I mean? Oh, I got to put somebody's hip back in tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's like you don't have a time to go out. Your whole life is that, and you don't know anything. And if you talk to them, anywhere you go in, and you talk to these people, you can't have a conversation with them. Unless you're at a dentist and they're getting you high with the gas. Then you're like, this person's cool. But otherwise, they're babbling idiots. If you really look at it, they have a degree. Okay, you have a degree, and I can see why. You know, you do open heart surgeries because you can't have a conversation about anything else because you don't know anything else.
Yeah, we're not kind of people you want to have with you on a long train ride. One of our last stories: paralyzed man communicates first words in months from getting a brain implant. And what's he say? He says, "I want a beer." First words uttered after months, "I want a beer." I believe his second sentence he uttered was, "Would somebody blow me?" But the first thing he said was, "I want a beer."
I mean, look, why did they cripple him? Why was he in a coma?
The man who is now 36 had two square electrode arrays surgically implanted into his brain to facilitate communication back on March 2019. Our first study parodies is about the studies. It says here he got bitch slapped by Will Smith.
You see, I knew everything. Will Smith, he killed Bob Saget. He fucked up this guy's brain. I mean, the guy is just running wild out there. And if you don't see it, if you don't look back at all the videos of him, you remember when Will Smith was on the runway and there was an Italian interviewer and he reached to him and he kissed him on both sides and he goes, they pushed him back and he slapped him in the face a little bit. Did you see that video? That might have been from a few years back. But it's like, this is love. You're talking about love. This is love. This is how people greet each other. Sometimes they kiss both cheeks. Am I going to flip out if somebody kissed both cheeks? No. I'm not going to flip out because that could be their custom of being happy to see you.
Yes. I mean, if I go to a country and they bend me over and stick their finger up my ass, I'm going to question that. That
yeah,
greeting.
But that's okay. You know, maybe the first three times, but after that, you won't. But here's the point that I'm trying to make. Will Smith said that he was so into this character playing the Williams sister's father,
right.
I guess a violent person, that he was so into it that it came out. What if he was a rapist in a movie? What would he fucking ass fuck Chris Rock on the stage? Truthfully.
No, he's just racist in real life.
Look, all I'm saying is Will Smith played the Williams sister's father, who was a violent man, I guess, right? And he was so into the character that he still had it that night, and he went and slapped him. I mean, if he was a rapist, say he played a rapist in a movie, would he went up there and fucked Will Smith in the ass during the Emmys and whatever that thing was? It wasn't the Emmys. But would he fucked him in the ass and basically said, I just can't get out of this character?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. Nobody's that fucking good of an actor that they can't get out of it.
Yeah, I think they call that method acting, right?
Yeah.
A true method actor.
It's like, that's the dumbest excuse ever, but also it's like great promotion. He brings it back to his movie. Like he's just like, oh yeah, that crazy thing that happens. Probably because this new movie coming out that I was in. I mean, I respect the promo, but it sounds retarded, you know?
Yeah, I agree. By the way, our last story, soccer announcer bravely forgoes euphemisms and says penis. I'm allergic to dick. He says it. Let's roll the clip. This is pretty cool.
I say stay down.
You would too, Chris.
Yeah. You hit him in the penis.
That's cock for everybody at home.
I love the guy. He goes, ooh, ooh. Like he wasn't.
You can't say like fucking biological words anymore. This is like a scientific like word, you know, like a biology word, you know?
Well, the scientific word is hit him in the cock. That's the scientific word. It is. You know what I mean? Because you get hit in the cock. You hit somebody in the cock, you're gonna fuck him up. You know what I mean? Everyone knows that. Hit him in the cock. You know, if he's bigger than you, hit him in the cock.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the euphemisms would be he got hit in the bread basket. He got hit in the family jewels. You know, he got hit where it hurts. He got hit in the privates. But this guy said, no, he got hit in the penis. And
I was watching
women's
soccer, and they said she was hitting a see you next Tuesday.
she got hit there, and we still can't find the ball.
Or the foot.
Yeah. We're asking for the center forward from Italy to return the ball, that whore. Yeah, I think it, and you know why not? I think eventually that's what we're going to keep seeing. We're going to see this breakdown of structure. You're going to see more and more of that happening. You know, people getting slapped on the Oscars, telecasters and sportscasters using the word penis instead of breadbasket. You know, we're at the end. This is the end of days, everybody, and you know, repent. I'm just saying, repent. Just repent. And you know what? And here's my message to anybody who goes to a comedy show over the next few months. If you don't like a joke and you go up and step up to the person at the mic, be ready because I'm teaching my karate class to comics. And I think that's a whole new rule. Comedians are going to have like a fucking taser up there now. I mean, how funny would that be if somebody came up to fuck with you and just tased the shit out of them? And they fucking fell down.
I'm just walking up. I'm going up with a baseball bat, putting it right on the fucking stool. I don't have time for your shit. If you come to where I work is my stage. That's my home. That is my home. I care about that more than I care about my own family because I work very hard at this. If you come up to that, you're disrespecting me. And if you disrespect me, we're going. We are going. So make sure you really want to come up there because I tell you one thing. I don't like losing, and that ain't gonna fucking happen. I don't give a shit who the fuck you are, because I have enough weapons up there to take you the fuck out if you want to make a bad decision in life, and I'm ready. I am fucking so ready.
Anthony, you gonna go on stage with some sort of weapon?
well, I'm going to try and take your training classes. So what I'm doing up there. I'm not trying to look like a fool, you know? So how much are these classes?
Well, you're a member of the show, so I'll teach you free. I'll give you the free anti.
You better watch out. I'm going to know fucking karate soon. And if you come to my shows and you disagree, fuck you.
Are you from the Almeida zone? Yeah, I learned it. But look, here's the thing. Boom, 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 boom. It's fucking very simple. You know what I mean? You're on a higher thing. This is the key to any war before all these weapons came. If you had a higher hill that you were on, chances are you won because of that fact. Okay. So you are on that on stage. You have the advantage of controlling a really bad situation that somebody decided that they wanted to be in. So it's up to you to take that threat away. And that's what you're doing. That's all you're doing. I'm not there to pummel somebody after. I'm just there to protect myself if somebody makes a bad decision.
I just keep thinking to myself, what would have happened if Chris Rock would have taken my karate class and actually evaded the slap? Could you imagine if how embarrassing would have if Will went to slap and Chris Rock just went and like Neo'd it and it fucking went right by his face?
But wouldn't it have been even funnier if he took your class and then when he did smack him, Chris just came and go, I just came.
That's a shot of loot, man.
You call that a hit? I pay for that shit.
Chris Rock sounds like a guy from the 30s in blackface. That's like what he sounds like.
But it's great. He has timing. Timing is everything. And he has timing. I would say he is the comedian, basically one of the greatest comedians ever. And he will come back with his special that will be bigger than anything he did before. You know why? Because he has anger behind it. When you have anger behind it and you have a reason, there's nobody better.
Yeah, I agree. That being said, everybody, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Reverend Bob Life's Up a Cigarette. I want to thank my guests today, the Reverend Bob Levy and Anthony Rogers, for joining us today. Bob, what you got coming up, my friend?
Well, Levy Land every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Miserable Men Show on the thing you pay for, whatever that is.
Patreon.
On Patreon. Wednesday, Sundays, we do a special show. And then I'm doing this new show, Comics on Cannabis, with Ed Chow. And I got to have you guys on. It's a really good show. And we just hang out and talk and, you know, we get a little high, but, you know, I'm always high. But the whole thing is, it's a fun thing. And we'll be doing a lot, you know, maybe some live weed shows around the country and that stuff. So it can really grow into something pretty cool. And to get the word out how much marijuana actually helps people, especially when they're in pain and that shit. And it's just a fun thing. It's a really good show. And then that's it. And hopefully I'm on Compound Media soon with Levy Land, and I'll be there on next Tuesday.
There you go. Anthony?
Fuck what I'm doing. Just give all your money to charity and the homeless and save the world right now before it's fucking over. Fuck ego. Fuck anything I'm doing. I don't care about what I'm doing. You shouldn't either.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love this guy. I love him.
Yeah.
See, he's one of us. You see what I mean? The first time meeting him, and I feel comfortable with him. I can sit. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Okay, we look different, right? Would I ever judge him? No, because if somebody has a beard, long beard, you're like, well, people say they would be like this. No, it doesn't work that way in life, people. Stop judging people from what they look. Look at me. Oh, I'm old. Yeah, I'm fucking old. I'll fucking kill your family. You know what I mean? But don't judge from what people.
Just adopt me, all right? Just adopt me already, Bob, all right?
What?
I said just adopt me already.
Oh, I will adopt you. I will. But you might have to shave the beard. I don't have names. No, but I'm saying I would never think like that. You get what I'm saying? You can't think like that. You can't think what other people. It doesn't matter what other people think. It's what people around you think. You understand? Yeah. Family and stuff around there. It doesn't matter what somebody. You can't change because of other people. You change for people you care about. It's like, fuck everybody. I'm tired of this shit. I'm moving to fucking Russia.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And by the way, I thought Bob may be moving to near me soon. I'm still waiting to hear about that.
And, yeah, well, we're going to work on it. We're just redoing this house and then see. It's like, you know what I mean? It's a market. It's a market of selling. So I can really sell big and then come out. And you know what I mean? It's, you got to do it right. You know,
by the way, this is this is my birthday weekend. So I'm going to be at my home club at the Greenville Comedy Zone this weekend, hosting for Steve Trevino, our headliner. So if you're in Greenville, come out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday shows. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. And again, gentlemen, thanks so much for being on the show. Until next time, the Reverend Bob Levy and Anthony Rogers. That's it, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie, on Instagram at The Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and subscribe to us on YouTube. We need the subscribers so we can finally give you a name of the YouTube channel that makes sense, as opposed to hashtag $pound. You know, we want to get that. So subscribe to us on YouTube, and be sure to follow our fan page on Facebook as well. That's where we broadcast from. Other than that, all new show next week. And in the meantime, don't bitch slap anybody unless they give you the chest poke first. And don't forget to sign up for the Dougie Almeida Comics Karate School. Learn how to defend the bitch slap. That's it for us. Thanks for joining.